Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
This is Nigel. I am Wright, and welcome to another branded episode of Wright Thoughts at 4 a.m. This topic has come up so much, and I myself have experienced it. And I figured, in true Nigel Wright fashion, I'm just going to lean into the adversity and go full on and see what happens. No pitch, no promotion, just a promise to share your voice so that we can have a conversation. So here goes. Pandemic patterns, bad habits, and lack of REM sleep. We're going to be maniacs in the making if we don't do something to change the way we're dealing with all of these situations. So much is happening. There's so much noise in the form of media and information. Things are changing so rapidly, you can't keep up with the old information before you even get the new information. Everyone's a guru. Everyone's telling you what you should or shouldn't do. And I feel like that Kanye interview with Sway in the morning, if any of you follow that, you don't have the answers. You don't have the answers. You didn't do the research. So rather than just complain, which is a requirement that we vent just to get it out, I figure I'll try to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And the best way I know how to do that is to talk to people who are actually experiencing the issues that are the subjects in question. Because you, the people, are the ones who are going to have the information. Not some third party that supposedly aggregated the information, compiled it, curated it, and now wants to deliver what they feel is best so that they can dig in your pocket. So my philosophy is, why do that? Go direct to the source. I like mine from the tap. How about you? All right? So here goes. Pandemic patterns, bad habits, and lack of REM sleep. The topic of not sleeping, insomnia, and what it does to us has constantly come up in conversation for me. The mere fact that this particular episode became branded because the audience just seemed to speak up. Wright Thoughts at 4 a.m. is now our most listened to episodes. And I can't thank you enough for that. I should have started with that. Begin and end with gratitude and stick as much value and acknowledgement in between as possible. So yes, that alone is an indication that people are up late. And this is all over the world. And I notice even the metrics where overnight seems to be the most engaged time. And most of the audience is in the US, so it's in the same time I am. So that whole thing is just very interesting to me. Not to mention so many people have asked questions of me, do you have trouble sleeping? What are you doing about it and what have you? And I feel like bringing us all together can be so helpful. So what I'm going to do in this very long introduction is to introduce a three-part series, and then I'm going to shame some of my dearest listeners and most engaged audience to chime in on this with some stories that I've already heard, but I feel like you can get value from, and also just to have this real conversation starter. So here goes the three parts. Who else believes that COVID has increased their insomnia? You know, so the idea behind this is, help me understand, join the conversation. Then the next thing is, you know, we've all gotten into these rhythms, you're seeing bored in the house and that sort of thing, so it's sleep, work, repeat. Well, easy for you to say, I'm still awake. So what do you do? You know, you're tired, you can't work because things are closed. And the only thing repeating in your head is all this information that you can't stop thinking about. So where are we? I know some people are figuring it out. I'd love to hear from them. Others are struggling. like myself at times. So sharing that information and perhaps finding some common or middle ground that will help everybody to find their own little custom way of dealing with it, perhaps a little better, I think could add some value. And finally, the very specific, you know, ask or call to action, if you would. As long as you're up, help me turn my brain off. Something that I've talked about quite often is the fact that we need to find better ways that we can sort through all the noise, the weed and fertilize. So what actual techniques are we using amongst us to go from the complaining, which again, I'm going to say has to happen. We need to vent and get it out of our system, to the refocus, which is targeting the actual issue and dealing with the pieces that are more specifically affecting us, particularly in a negative way. And then finally, what do we do about it? What's working? What's not working? What might work for some may not work for others. Alternatives that we can try, because it's not good enough to just complain. We have to start building in solutions for what is shaping up to be this new normal. So if this resonates with you in any way, if it piques your interest, as my partner Louis likes to say, then speak up, say something, join the conversation. Specifically and selfishly, help me to understand. I am Nigel Wright. I would love to know what you think, and I can't wait to have this conversation with you. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but either way, all of us are going to participate in what the final outcome is. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in a bit.
Keep the Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.